welcome everyone to this session. This is the Dance and Creativity channel, and we have John Kramer with the Fine Art of Improvisation. So John is a award-winning professional speaker, and he combines the discipline of reading people with extensive experience as a performing improviser to show people new and effective possibilities in communication and innovation. He has an easygoing and mischievous approach, which helps you take yourself less seriously and embraces novel approaches to personal interactions. So John, take it away. I'll let you mostly manage the session or watch out in the chat, and if I can ask you to wrap up at around about 5:02.
Thank you very much. Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming, and it's wonderful to see some of you, but it's also kind of spooky that there's quite a few of you lurking in darkness in the background. If you find yourself in that position and during this session you feel an overwhelming urge to join in, please feel free to do so. So it's an open invitation. We are going to explore the world of improvisation, which is a place that I've been hanging out in for about 25 years now, as a performer, a trainer, and a professional speaker. I do this for real. I get up on stage with my colleagues, or I used to until about 6 months ago. I get up on stage in front of a paying audience and we make up a show. We have no script, no props, no safety net. What we do in order to do that is we have shared principles which enable us to step boldly into the unknown and the unexpected. What I'm going to do today is give you an immersion in those principles, in those activities. Some of you will have the opportunity to experience that. So I'll be asking for volunteers. It's purely voluntary. And the good news is the realm of improvisation is unusual in that it is impossible to make a mistake. You cannot possibly do this wrong. So if you decide to step up and have a go at this, you can't do it wrong. There's no possible way you can do it wrong. So I'm going to open that invitation and I'm going to give you a little bit of context. I've gone all out on the technology today because that's the way I operate. Here's a diagram. Imagine that that is you, and that arrow represents a plan. You planned to be in this session today. As a human being, and you're functional human beings because you have the internet and the technology to use it, as a functional human being, you make plans all the time. Some plans are long, some plans are short. Mark planned this conference well over 2 years ago. That was a longer plan. Some plans are much shorter. Here's another arrow, which I've drawn badly. What do you think that arrow represents? You can put it in chat, you can raise your hand, you can shout it out, hopefully unmuted. There's the arrow that represents your plan, there's you, and there's another arrow here. What do you think that arrow represents? Plan B, love it, thank you, Nancy. Reality, Nicola said reality. Yes, I don't know how often the plan and the reality does not line up in our life. The unplanned, thank you, Elaine. So there's the plan, there's the reality, and between those two is a gap. There's this gap. What do we normally experience personally in our bodies, in our minds, and in our emotions when there's a gap between our plan and the reality? Just fear, thank you, Lilac. Anyone else? Amusement, thank you, Maggie. Yes, I find lots of amusement in that gap. Most people don't. Anxiety from Esge, what a great name. Exploration. Total anxiety, not just anxiety, total anxiety. Anxiety is very, very popular here. So what I'm going to do, panic. Awesome. So let me just do my best to summarize this, but I'm also going to honor the popularity of the word panic. We experience something in that gap. Let's call it stress. We have frustration has popped up. Hello, Hungary. Fantastic. We have stress. Now, some of you also put in that gap exploration, amusement. Sometimes we feel excitement. As an improviser, what I attempt to do is find fun in that gap. Because in that gap, I believe we have a choice, and the choice can be boiled down very simply. We can contract in fear and panic and anxiety, or we can expand in wonder, amusement, exploration, and entertainment. I find that second strategy makes my life better. Personally, 2020 was my best year ever in the diary. In February, I had the most amazing year. I was going to be in America, Turkey. I was going to be heading all over the world, traveling, speaking. And the gap between my plan and the reality suddenly was massive. I know we've all experienced this. As an improviser and as a human being, I just curled up in a ball. And then I decided, wait, I'm an improviser. Maybe I need to walk the talk. Maybe I need to actually step up, open the gap and be in it. And I did my best to do that. And it's been an interesting journey. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you three techniques that improvisers use on stage, because when I get on stage with my colleagues and we invent a performance, we embody a performance, we don't prepare. We ask for something from the audience, and as soon as we're given something, we go with it. So I'm sure some of you have seen an improvised performance before. If you have, raise your hand or go, ooh, yes, on the chat. Okay, fantastic. I guess that's what hooked you into this presentation. I'm going to use my psychic powers right now, okay? I'm going to ask you two questions, and I'm going to answer those questions inside your head from across the ether. So question one, when you watched playback. I used to do playback, Jonathan. Thank you. When you watched an improvised performance, two things would have happened. One, you were thinking something about those people on the stage. You thought something about those people. And just ask yourself, what did you think about those people? Yeah. And then you probably thought something about yourself while you were watching yourself. So we have Brave coming up. Don't answer just yet, otherwise I could be cheating and reading the chat, which I'm not going to do. So if you just hang back on that. No need to apologize, Gillian. It's impossible to do improvisation wrong. There's my plan, my guidelines, which is this is what's likely to happen, and there's what you do. That gap is fruitful. So Gillian, please don't apologize during this. I used to fine people money for apologizing. It was great fun. So there's what you thought about those people, and then there's what did you think about yourself when you were watching an improvised performance? What did you think about yourself? So in answer, I've written it on a piece of paper. I won't show it to you yet. I'll show you my psychic powers. In answer to the first question, what did you think about the people on stage? The first word we had was brave. Who else wants to throw something into the mix? You can throw it into chat so we can all read it. That way you've committed. Just what did you think? They're empty. Oh, love it. Prepared. It's prepared. They're cheating. They're silly. They're confident. I love these. How do they do that? Fake. Well, we have some skeptics in the room. They're enjoying themselves. Talented. In awe. Fearless. Okay. Wow. Well trained. Awesome. So let me just summarize that what you said about those people were along the following lines. They are amazing, talented, quick, clever, funny. Yeah. And they're living in the moment. Absolutely. What did you say about yourself? Just throw it into chat. What did you say? There's those people on stage and then there's me. What did you say about yourself? I'm a coward. Thank you, Maureen. I could do that. I would never be able to do that. Let's just cut to the chase here. I could never do that. I wish I could do it. Just showed up in chat. Cannot do that. I want to do that. I would love to have that courage and creativity. Guess what? You've been lied to for your entire freaking life. You have that courage. Probably Keith Johnston students. I've got an analyst in the room. You have that courage and creativity within you. There is nothing different or special about performers, and we live in a society that very carefully and methodically disempowers us. And it gives us the belief that there are special talented people up there, actors, singers, performers, improvisers, comedians, and then there's ordinary people like us. Maybe we just teach yoga. Maybe we're therapists, but we're just ordinary and we pay people to be special. I'm going to disrupt and destroy that belief today to the best of my ability, and the ripples may last after this session. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you these techniques that we use as improvisers. I'm going to demonstrate with one of you, and then I'm going to ask two people to have a go at it. It is impossible to do it wrong. Impossible. So the first technique we're going to have fun with is something known as a word at a time story. And what this does is it's two people. One person speaks one word, the next person speaks another word, the next person speaks, the other person speaks. You only have one word at a time. We're going to tell a story, and the story begins, "One day we went." So it's as if the two of you are remembering an experience together. So it begins, "One day we went." And then the story continues. If it feels like the end of a sentence, one of you or me says full stop or period if you're American, and the next sentence begins. If the whole story goes horribly wrong and the English language collapses in front of you and within you, you go woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, because you are genuinely improvising. If we're doing something well, we're repeating. We already know. If we're wobbling and it's not perfect, we're learning and expanding. That's the gap. That's the fruitful place. That's the exciting place. And when we can be gentle with ourselves in that place and go, "I just made a real mess of that. That's cool." Things change. We're willing to go back to that place and expand our lives. You've got almost enough information. Who would like to demonstrate this to a globe full of strangers at this moment? You have the structure, you have the process, and who would like to step up? Otherwise, the next 45 minutes are going to be really, really slow and draggy. Anton, you were the first hand I saw. Anton, would you please unmute yourself? Hello, Anton.
Hey.
Hey, could we do speak of you, Danny, just briefly for this? Is that possible? It doesn't matter if not. It just makes it look more thespian and dramatic. You're there, Danny. I'll move the glass. No, we'll do it this way, Anton. Okay, so the structure, Anton, is "One day we went." Would you like to begin?
How many people are watching at the moment?
We have 93, so this is your 15 seconds of fame, mate. This is it. Your life has led up to this. You are virtually treading the boards.
Okay.
Anton, would you like to begin or shall I?
I'll go. One.
Go.
One.
Day.
We.
Went.
To.
The.
Zoo.
Because.
We.
Felt.
That.
It.
Was.
Time.
To.
Bond.
With.
A.
Giraffe.
Luckily.
We.
Found
that
they
were
friendly
creatures
who
wanted
to
bond
deeply
with
us.
Full stop.
Unfortunately,
the
lions
did not
feel
the
same
way.
And
they
ate
all
the
people
and
also
the
giraffes.
Anton, can we just have a virtual round of applause for Anton? Anton, that was absolutely priceless, not just because of the beauty of it and the wonder of watching your exploration of the moment, but there was a very, very, very special moment in there, a very special moment. And I would love to flag it up for everyone to enjoy, because there was a moment that I really want to celebrate.
when I made a mistake when I said two words.
Exactly. What did I say at the very beginning?
Making the mistake is the discovery, or the something interrupts.
It's impossible to make a mistake, Andrew. And what you did was, there was the plan, word at a time, and then there was the reality, which was you said did not or didn't. And you had this amazing wrestling match that we all got to see you wrestle with yourself and go, do I dare say another word? Do I not say another word? Here's a concept that I have found absolutely priceless. And this works in teaching, in life, everywhere. Structure frees creativity. And I stole this from a friend of mine called Michael Alosso, who's a professional speaker. He's a friend, so I can use that sentence under license, but you can't. Don't ever tell anyone that. The purpose of structure is to support creativity. So Anton and I had a structure, one word at a time. Anton's creativity was spilling out of him so much that he went crazy in the moment and said two words. And what was wonderful was to watch something that we all have, which we may get to explore later, the inner editor, the voice in our head that says, you're not following the rules. People will hate you. There are now 100 people watching you, Anton, and you're being a bad boy. And at a deep level, at the level of our limbic system, we're afraid of death. Because if enough people disapprove of us and turn on us in the moment, they could kill us. So this is a really deep program that's called social conditioning. And in the right time and space, limits create freedom. Thank you, Stephen. I know Cynthia said that about a chap called Stephen Nachmanovich. So now you know how this works almost. Let's take another step off the edge. And can we please have two people, not me, to volunteer to do this? We have Talia and Louise. You were the first hands that I saw. Talia and Louise, if you unmute yourself, as a reminder, I'm sure you know this already, the structure is one day we went. As a hardened improvisation coach, I'm going to give you a little extra something now. Now you know the structure, pick up the pace. Do it a little bit quicker than Anton and I did it, because that will make you go faster than your inner editor and you will find even more freedom. Also, it's impossible to do this wrong. If you make a mistake, if you use two words, this audience is going to go crazy with appreciation. So, Louise and Talia, this is your time to shine. Raise your hand if you're going first. Talia, you are going first. Go.
One day we went to the circus and we went to the candy
nice.
Can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. Shop.
Okay. I
went
to
set
biggest,
largest,
humongous nest
bag
of
sweets
and
they
all
fell
down
the
ground.
Time. Round, massive round of applause. Massive round of applause. I would love to point out your genius, the genius of the two of you. There was something very, very special in this. As a director of improvisation, you could probably see me bouncing up and down at one point. That point was when the two of you were doing this amazing game of going biggest, humongous, most. You were both going, you do the next word. No, you do the next word. No, you do the next word. And we can relate to this as people, the moment when we go, I don't want to be responsible right now, make it go away. And we celebrate our shared humanity in that. Wonderful story. You looked, you want the biggest, the best. And what's wonderful in that story also was there was what is called a twist. So there was a build, candy, what kind of candy, not sure. And then there was, it falls on the floor. Yeah, lovely. You know, we all visualize. And maybe some of us when we were a kid bought an ice cream and it fell off. Yeah, and it's like. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask for two more volunteers. And we are going to basically build on what we've just seen, because Talia did something else which was wonderful. And that was she embodied when she didn't have a word. So when Talia, I went and in her, she knew it was candy, but she didn't have the, you know, the perfect word. So she just went like this. And on chat, people were going, candy floss, cotton candy. Everyone was working to assist and help. So what I would love to do is to get two more volunteers. Raha, are you scratching? Oh, Raha's like, I'm in now. Just stop talking, dude. And Peter was like, don't miss me. Okay, so what I'm going to invite the two of you to do, and it's going to be a little bit of a challenge spatially. Yeah, Raha, you've got it. Is to move back from your camera, if you can. I know space may be limp. Peter looks like he's in the booth in a diner. Is that, am I wrong? Yeah, I'm wrong. Okay, that's fantastic. So your mind has the structure and has gathered the point of this structure is to free your creativity. Talia has just demonstrated that by embodying, we can bring something new and fresh and different. And the more you inhabit this story, the easier and more fun it is for you and for us. So everyone wins. What I'm going to encourage you to do is at any point in this story, embody, inhabit whatever comes along. So if I was doing the story with Anton about the giraffe, I would want to bond with a giraffe. I would want to hug this big tall neck and see what happened. Or I'd want to be like, oh no, the lions, ah. Does that make sense? So at any moment, embody it. And it's wonderful. I'm preaching to the choir here. You do know something about the wisdom of the body. Yeah. So let us enjoy Raha and Peter. Can you unmute please, Raha?
Do you hear me?
Unmuted. Raha and Peter, and who's going, raise your hand if you're going first, and then just go.
What's the prompt?
Just, Peter, you just say, do you know the beginning of the structure?
Show me again.
One day we went.
Okay.
Continue from there. So, Peter, I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, and then you're going to go 1, and then it's going to start. Raha's like seriously in the zone. She's not messing around, is she? My goodness. 3, 2, 1, Peter.
One
day
we
went
to
another tunnel
where
it
suddenly
saw
very
dark
because
I
forgot
to
bring
a
flash
light,
so
I
was
tripped
because
I
realized
I
was
seeing
very
little.
Period.
Oh my. Okay, so. Oh my goodness. So we reached something completely different there. We had a wonderful back and forth. We had something really special in that, which for me is the essence of human nature and success. What was special? There was one it was all special, but there was one shining moment in there. Did you catch it? Did anyone put into chat what was a shining moment?
The flashlight?
Exactly. So Anton did two words, Peter did half a word, and Raha did the other half of the word. This is amazing. This is when people are in sync with each other. My suggestion is it's connected to the fact that you were both moving. You were both inhabiting space. You were both tuning into each other. That was remarkable. Peter, yes, please.
What was interesting for me is I'm on an iPad. I see you. I don't see her.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Man, well, you were so in your body and in the whole story and in sync that it flowed perfectly. Wonderful. Wonderful. Raha, yes.
Yeah, I was trapped in three times saying I wanted to say something, but the word itself came to my mind. While I was saying that, I saw I have to bring something like I or he or she. So I trapped in saying I three times, but not being able to say my idea.
Okay, so Raha, this is... we've never met before, so we didn't prepare this moment here. To me, what you have described is a microscopic example. You have a plan. There's what you wanted to say, but because you were honoring the structure and Peter, the reality was you had to say something different.
Yeah.
The reality was you had to bring...
And I liked how Peter was collapsing the structure of language, because yeah. I was expecting some, for example, verb, but he was saying an adverb.
Exactly. The element of the surprise. So the official name for that activity, if you look on improv training websites and everything, the official name is Word at a Time Story. My personal name for it is the Control Freak's Nightmare, because we always make plans, but somehow we cannot make the other person follow our plan, and we have to switch in the moment. So Raha had to drop her word and say I, and also Peter showed this amazing flexibility with language that surprise and surprise and surprise. Children, if you have children, if you're around children, please play this game with them. They don't stop. So that's one thing we've looked at so far. I promised you three. Second element we're going to look at. The first thing that improvisers do is we listen. We listen hard, because listening is really something profound. My mind can go in the future. My mind can go in the past. My emotions can move towards someone or away from someone. But my body is always here. And if I listen, I can only listen to the present moment. We cannot listen to 31 minutes past the hour. We cannot listen to 29 minutes and 38 seconds past the hour. We can only listen to this moment. And when we really listen, we make ourselves more present. And I'm sure you know that everything happens in the present moment. So listening brings you into the moment. Now, as an improviser, when I'm on stage, I listen to my partners. I listen to the audience and I listen to my colleagues. I listen hard. It brings me into the here and now. I'm not thinking about anything else. I have creative ideas. Not because I'm special, but because I'm on stage. I'd better have some creative ideas. Whatever my partner says before me is the best idea. So when I have an idea and I go to speak, if my colleague speaks before me, their idea is the best. So as improvisers, what we do is we say yes. Improvisers always, to the best of their ability, say yes. When the pandemic destroyed my business, I wasn't saying yes. I was going, no. And then it was like, okay, no, wait, I got to say yes to this. It's not just on stage, it's off stage. What we're going to do is we're going to have another structure. I'll demonstrate it. Cynthia, yes, and. Oh, you're ahead of me. See, Cynthia's got some psychic powers going, I suspect. We are going to do exactly that. We saw this happen perfectly in the people that volunteered to take part in this. People were listening and they were saying yes to whatever they were given, flawlessly, magically, even to half a word, flash, light. So what we're going to do is we're going to make this official now. And the last thing we did was storytelling, like in the past. Now we're going to look into the future and open up possibilities. And this is something that in the world of improvisation is just required. The way it works is I'll do a demonstration. I'll ask for a volunteer. And I know that in the last round, there were so many hands up. So if I ask for a volunteer, get your hand up quick. And also, you can practice this after this with other people, by the way. One of us is going to say something real simple, like, hey, let's go for a walk. It's a nice day. The other person is going to say, yes, and we'll bring the gun. And the other person, because that's a wonderful idea, is going to go, yes, and let's hunt down our neighbors. And the other person is going to, even if that's the most crazy, terrible thing you've ever heard, they're going to go, yes, and let's take out the family across the street first, because they're really bothering me. It may not be that. We hope it's not. But I'm opening the horizon. It may just be, let's go for a walk. Yes, and let's buy an ice cream. Yes, and let's eat so much ice cream that we never want to eat ice cream again. Yes, and then let's go to the emergency room because our stomachs have expanded so much. Whatever. I'll do a quick demonstration because it's not about me, it's about you. I said I would trick you into finding your inner creative genius. That's what we're about here. I love improv, says Andrea. Been meaning to find, oh, Andrea, I'm gonna do a commercial here. We didn't arrange this. The Maydays is my improv company. And we do, I believe, the best online classes. Don't take my word for it. The Maydays, Jamie. Look at that, blatant advertising. So, oh, look at that, my website too, it's all happening. Who would like to do a brief demonstration with me? One of us will say, let's go for a swim. The other person will say, yes, and add. And then the other person will say, yes, and add. The only guideline is that every sentence after the first one begins, yes, and. I would, but I can't get my video on. Oh, Gillian, boo hoo. So Maggie, I saw your hand up in the last round. I've got you've got it this time. You got in quick. Maggie, where are you?
I am in Mexico.
Mexico, man. What's happening? So you have the structure.
Yes, and.
And it's interesting. It's a simple structure, but that doesn't make it easy. Let's have some fun with this, Maggie. And again. Who cares if we make a mistake? Would you like to begin or shall I?
You go ahead.
Okay. Maggie, let's go out on a boat.
Yes, and let's take my dog, Kenji.
Yes, and let's train Kenji to retrieve a stick from the ocean.
Yes, and let's also teach him some scuba.
Yes. And let's have him hunt seals.
Yes, and let's teach him how to get out of the tsunami that's coming towards us.
Yes, and let's teach him to rescue people from tsunamis.
Yes, except let's leave the bad ones.
Okay, yes, and let's set up a seal blubber concession on the beach, selling seal meat.
Yes. And let's also have some lobster.
Round of applause for Maggie, please. Fantastic. So we've gone from a simple boat trip to a seal hunting dog, and we've set up a business, seal blubber and lobster on the beach with a sideline in rescuing, not from all tsunamis, just mild tsunamis. Kenji's only going to be out there for mild tsunamis. What an amazing concept. I don't know how long that was, Maggie, maybe a minute, maybe 90 seconds, but how rich was that? Because you were just totally saying yes. Wonderful. Are you vegetarian by any chance, Maggie? Okay, I was just wondering. No. What's really interesting, if you choose to do this, is someone may throw something at you that you would never do in real life, ever. But in this situation, you can go, yeah, seal blubber, yum. You know, you may be vegan, but in this, you're not vegan, and so on. Two hands, please. Who wants to have a go at this? Raha, no, stop being greedy. Marcus and Sylvia. Raha's like, I want more. Marcus, my friend, you're in Malaysia.
Yes.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And you have plastic on your chair. Is there a reason for this?
I just want to preserve the longevity of the chair because I sweat a lot due to the humidity in Malaysia.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And Sylvia, you're where?
I'm in Madrid, Spain.
Madrid, Spain, fantastic. Madrid meets Malaysia. So they both begin with MA. This is wonderful. So Marcus and Sylvia, you are both creative geniuses, which is something that I very, very clearly can see. You understand the structure. It's impossible to do this wrong. And who would like to begin? Raise your hand if you're going first. Sylvia's going first. That means you propose an ordinary thing to do with Marcus. And then yes and, yes and, yes and. Go.
Marcus, let's go for a walk.
Yes, and let's bring our cats.
Oh, what if I bring my dinosaur?
Yes, and let's bring even the fossilized dinosaurs.
Okay, yes, and let's take them for a walk in the desert.
Yes, and we will find an oasis and we'll take a swim there. And who knows what else we may find.
Yes, unless let's explore the deepness of the oasis because there is a cave inside.
Oh, yes. And I hear that there's a dragon down there. Let's go there.
Yes, can. And let's try to build a way to breathe underwater with the coconuts that are in the palms in the oasis.
And time. Oh, my God. Goodness. Oh my goodness. It's somehow so strange to be online and somehow see this crackling line of enthusiasm passing from Madrid to Malaysia. And one thing that was beautiful was when Sylvia, she kind of forgot the yes and then she came back to it. And I love that Marcus kind of did it bigger to kind of help her with it. He was like, yes, and she was like, oh yeah, I remember. I believe that what stops people being creative is the education system where we are taught to compete with each other. So if you're at the top of the class, you must work harder to stay there. If you're at the bottom of the class, you must work harder to get to the top of the class. You are never good enough. In the world of improvisation, you are not just good enough. You are a creative genius. And again and again and again, I see people collaborate with each other. This heartful, supportive place where we bring out the magic of each other. There is a book called Dumbing Us Down. Dumbing Us Down. And if you want to read about education, that's the one for me. Thank you, Jamie. My goodness. John Taylor Gatto, G-A-T-T-O. Jamie's got my back, you see. She's invisible, but she's reading my mind. Okay, now we have seen the wonder of the power of yes and, the innate wisdom of collaboration between human beings. I'm going to ask for two more volunteers. And very similar to what we just experienced with Talia and with Peter, we're going to ask you to embody it as much as possible. We get out of the way for the brilliance to emerge. Aya, if that is your pronunciation, wonderful. We get out of the way for the brilliance to emerge. Yes and is an invitation to our creative self to step out and be however we are. It's an invitation to the other person and to ourselves. So I'm going to ask for two more volunteers, and I'm going to invite you to embody this. And there's a very special moment that I'd like to bring to your attention. I've already seen it between Marcus and Sylvia, but I just want to make it official. There are two ways to do yes and. They're very, very similar from the outside, but from the inside, they're very, very different. So what I can do, if I was doing this with, let's say Jody volunteered and said, I'll do a yes and with you. I'm not gonna do it to you, Jody. I just happened to see you on my screen. So if Jody said to me, you know, let's go fishing. And I said, yes, and let's make sure we eat everything we catch. And Jody says, yes, and I'll build a fire. And we're in the zone. One option I have is to listen to what Jody said about building a fire and to think of a very clever response and a response that makes me look good. And then I think of my reply, I say yes and then I deliver my reply. Option one. Option two is as soon as Jody says fire and it's the end of her sentence, I just go yes and see what comes out of my mouth. Guess which of those two options is more fun and more liberating. So just notice that. You don't have to do it either way, but just notice there will be moments when we want to go, oh, I better think of something, and moments when we just go, yes, and. And here's the other thing. Imagine if I'm doing that with Jody and she says fire, and I go, yes, and nothing comes out of my mouth. My mind goes completely blank. Guess what? I'm in Satori. I'm going to assume there are some meditators out of 112 people. If you're a meditator and you're like me, you sit down and you try and empty your mind. My mind doesn't go empty. It just goes. The only place I have ever emptied my mind is on stage in front of an audience. That's the place to empty your mind. So if you find during this session or when you do this with some friends that you go blank, you're going to get a huge round of applause and be recognized as a living Buddha in that moment. You have achieved no mind. It's very special and precious. In the education system, we don't value no mind. It gets judged as not knowing the answer. In the world of improvisation, it's the gateway to a higher expression of consciousness. So, can I please have two volunteers to do a, oh, Natalie and Jody, did I prime you by using you as an example there? Natalie and Jody, your hands were like coiled springs there. They were just like up like that, like wonderful. Sometimes I'll do a session like this and I'll ask for volunteers and you see someone, they'll do this and they'll go, oh no, my hand volunteered, but I didn't do it. It wasn't me. So let's see, Natalie and Jody, fantastic. You know the structure. You may want to move back a little bit back from your camera, just a little bit so we can see you. Impossible to do this wrong. Don't forget that you can, if you want to, say yes and see what comes out of your mouth. Natalie, where are you?
I'm in Greece.
You're in Greece and Jody's in Los Angeles, California. Fantastic. Can you unmute yourself, Jody, please? Fantastic. I love it. There's some cosmic law that says when people move away from their laptop, it's always when it's muted. You can't move away from it when it's unmuted. So you're in the zone. Natalie and Jody, who would like to go first, please? Natalie is going first. So just think of something light and ordinary and go.
Jody, let's go to the forest.
Yes, and let's explore the beautiful trees.
Yes, and let's also smell the plants.
Yes, and let's also look up at the sky.
Yes, and maybe we can find some figures in the clouds.
Oh. Yes, and let's romp through the clouds.
Yes, and let's breathe the fresh air.
Yes, and let's dance in the air and the wind.
Yes, and let's sing to that.
Yes, and let's, oh my God. Yes, and let's.
And pause, pause, pause. Jody, You are a living Buddha. You are in Satori. Can we have a huge round of applause and a recognition that Jodi is at the gateway of enlightenment at that moment, because she's totally in it and she's going, yes, and. That was so wonderful. You were both just embodying, breathing. I could smell the forest. We could feel the clouds. We could see the shapes in the cloud. And I guess you're about 6,000 miles apart, but you were totally in the same space together. You were completely listening, completely saying yes to each other, taking all of us to this magical place that we celebrated. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. Improvisers, what we do is we listen. If you listen off stage, it brings you into the present moment. It's guaranteed to do it. It's really difficult to listen and not be present. I challenge you to do that. Right now, can you hear a sound from outside of the room that you're in? Most of you are in a room. And maybe if something happened inside you in that moment, put it into chat. What happened when you, and please share comments to panelists and attendees, says our host, Danny. Stillness from Sharon. Different facial expression, clock ticking, paused. Oh, love it. Maureen, thank you. Maureen felt that she'd paused. It was a sudden pause. So there's a connection to my chest, curiosity. Wow. So the tension, I just the tension in the body. Nicole, thank you. Deflection of my stop breathing. I felt the washing machine from outside, quiet, external movement. When you're stressed, conscious about the season. Like a monster growling, sound of the pipes, so an association there. When you feel stressed, listen to a sound from outside the room that you're in. It will change your state. When you've listened, when you've put yourself in the moment, do your best to say yes to whatever is happening. Whatever is happening, just say, yes, this is happening. And the third element that we bring as improvisers, and we bring this to a performance, and we do our best off stage to do this with each other, is we commit to our response. Yes, 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 from Shira. What I absolutely loved when we saw Jodi in that moment of yes and I don't know what's, she was totally committed. She was totally committed to the unknown. She didn't know, but she was totally committed. So we're going to work with commitment now, and we're going to work with something that brings in all three elements together. And this is something, it's quite lighthearted and silly. And at the same time, it really invites you to a realm of collaboration, a realm of support, a realm of creativity. Oh, Cynthia was listening through the ears. She says, listening is through the ears and also through the cells. I could not agree more. Listening is not just something that happens in the small bones here and a few neurons here. Listening, our whole body can listen. So this is another activity. It's even timed. There's a little bit more tight structure here. This one is 60 seconds long. And the way it works is we get to step into the unknown even further, because what will happen is in a moment, I'm going to invite the audience to give an item. I'm going to work with a volunteer, and the two of us are going to imagine we're in a TV studio together and we're creating a commercial, like a home shopping QVC infomercial type of commercial. We'll both be selling the same thing. We'll be working together. We'll be listening to each other. And we're going to talk about the benefits of this item. So we'll do a 1 minute demonstration and then we'll open the floor so maybe someone else can step up and enjoy having this experience. Step into the zone of commitment. Who would like to do a demonstration with me? The first hand that I see will win it. Who's it going to be? If you haven't been, Raha, will you just stop? Louise, you've already been. Goodness me. There's 108 people here. Genoveva, did I say your name right? Genoveva, yes? Unmute yourself. You're muted.
That helps.
I'm there.
Where are you, Genoveva?
I'm in Austria.
Austria, thank you. Well, here we go. So Austria and England, we're going to create an amazing commercial. It's going to be 60 seconds long. We're going to listen. We're going to say yes. We're going to massively commit. And whatever ideas you have are going to be brilliant. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a risk. So you and I are going to step into the unknown together, Genoveva. I'm going to ask in chat for someone to suggest an item. And whatever item it is, we have one right here. It's a pastel green highlighter. Fantastic. That was the first item I saw, thankfully, because the second item's a little bit harder to work with. So it is a pastel green highlighter. Now, in chat, what is unusual about this highlighter? What does it do that no other highlighter does? Attachments. Oh, it's also a bellows. It's a, you know what a bellows is, Genoveva?
Not quite.
Okay, good. That's even better. If you don't know what it is, that's even better. And it has one more attachment or feature. It reminds you of things from Fernando. So, Genoveva, you and I both have a pastel green highlighting pen.
Yes.
It reminds us of things. And it's also a bellows. I keep one eye on the time because you and I have 60 seconds to create this commercial together. Okay. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite extra creativity and I'm going to give you a different name just for this 60 seconds. Gives you permission to be different. You may or may not do the same for me. It's fine. So we are counting down 3, 2, 1, and we're going live. Hey, Alicia, what a great day. We get to talk to the people at home about this fantastic pastel green highlighter.
Yes, Tom. That's the thing we're going to do today. This fantastic green highlighter, it actually has the hair color of your great grand aunt Sue. It's fantastic. And because would you want to refer why?
I wonder how you remembered that my great great aunt has the same hair color. How did you remember that?
Simply is unforgettable. When I saw her, I told her she reminded me of a little green highlighter.
Fantastic, because what I find is this thing reminds me of things I need to know. Like, for example, before we went on air, I forgot what country you were in. What's that? Austria.
Austria, yes, Austria. Didn't you highlight it?
Yeah, fantastic. And I don't know, don't you hate it when you light a fire and it's just so slow this time of year when it's cold and you just want the fire to get going quickly? That really bothers you, doesn't it?
You know what, actually, I think the audience would like to hear about the highlighter. Let's get away from the fire for a second, but sure. What you said about the highlighter bringing back the memory, isn't this the best thing for people with dementia? I mean, you can smear it on your front head and highlight all your memories.
The benefits of this highlighter is like, my father has one, and he when he does a crossword, if he gets stuck on a word, you know, what is the capital of Peru? It just reminds him of the capital of Peru. And when his fire's not going so fast, he just uses the bellows function and poof, he's warm, he's doing his crossword, and anything he wants to remember, he just highlights it. And how much are they? Can you remind us how much these are selling for? Because we have a special deal.
It's $9.90, but only today. So be fast and have your credit card ready.
And highlighting
this offer.
$9.90, you can get them at Aldi. Thank you so much. Round of applause for Genoveva. We have just time to do one of these. I will time you. Now you know how it works. Can we have two volunteers? And it can be anyone. Even if you've gone before, you can go again. Maggie's going again. Roxanne's going. Fantastic. Maggie and Roxanne, 60 seconds. And can we please find out the item?
Are we finding out from the chat? Or?
Yeah, from chat. What is the item, please? It's a flying yoga mat. Let's just stick with that. It's a flying yoga mat and a crucifix. So we have 60 seconds, flying yoga mat and a crucifix, 60 seconds starting from now.
I'd like to tell you about my fabulous mat. It's super, super special. Maggie, can you please tell us what's so special about this mat?
I'm sorry, I could not hear you for a second.
Oh, well, I was just talking about our mat that we designed.
That
yoga mat. Can you please tell us why it's so special? I can demonstrate if you...
The yoga mat is so special because it belonged to my genie grandmother who lived in the 17th century. And she lived in Istanbul.
And what was her special talent that she learned from the mat?
It taught her to fly, of course.
And how did she do that? What did she do on the mat?
What she did was she first had to meditate, get into a state. And once she felt that the mat melded to her, the mat began to lift her, but she had to go into the perfect Zen state for it to fly. And
time. Round of applause. Oh, just absolutely awesome. And I loved it that Roxanne was laying in a crucifix position as she was taking the yoga. That was absolutely fantastic. I thank you for showing up, for taking part. The three things that we played with today are number one, listening. Number two, saying yes to what comes along. And number three, commitment. You've demonstrated.
Oh, so many people had difficulty.
Thanks, John. You've been amazing. Thank you, everyone, for volunteering and taking part. Just to give you a little quick reminder, don't forget we do have packages available as part of the Embodiment Conference. So you can purchase the whole library so that you get access to everything for lifetime access, including this session, lots of other sessions. It does give you some bonus features, and there is a discounted price on that at the moment. So if you buy it during the conference, it does go up after the conference. And please remember as well that if you can afford to buy the package, it is helping make this more available to people who can't. So we really appreciate that. So very quickly before we wrap up, my co-host Danny is going to put links and things in the chat, which will give you links to the sales packages and also to John's websites. John, can you finish with one word or one sentence that is your top embodiment tip?
My top embodiment tip is listen.
Amazing, short and simple. Thank you so much, everyone. We will be wrapping up this session now. Take care, keep having fun.